The tragedy of life is often not in our failure, but rather in our complacency. Not in our doing too much, but rather in our doing too little. Not in our living above our ability, but rather in living below our capacities. That is a quote by Benjamin E. Mays. This is episode 523 on the Hidden Why podcast, Complacency, my solo rant. Enjoy the show. G'day and welcome to the Hidden Why podcast. Lee Martinuzzi here. Guys, thank you for tuning in to this episode. Today's episode is my solo rant, so I get to talk about a topic that's of interest to me at the moment, and that topic is complacency, something that's come to my thought and my mind recently, and I just wanted to share it with you to not only inspire you to see where perhaps you're becoming complacent or are complacent in your life, but also to understand what complacency is all about and its limitations that it can have on our life and the quality of life we live. Here's a quote that I want to start the show with, and it's by Benjamin E. Mays. He says, "The tragedy of life is often not in our failure, but rather in our complacency. Not in our doing too much, but rather in our doing too little. Not in our living above our ability, but rather living below our capacities." So again, that's a quote by Benjamin E. Mays that I think really does summarize complacency quite well. However, here's my thoughts. I sort of, when doing a bit of research on this topic, on this word, I felt that, you know, complacency really is a little bit of a bitch. It's a double-edged sword, and I hate to use that term, but it's sort of the appropriate one for me right now, because it is. I mean, if you look in the dictionary at the definition of complacency, this is the one I found. It says that complacency is having an uncritical or smug sense of satisfaction with oneself or one's personal achievements. Now, the only word in there that I don't really like is the smug word, smug sense in satisfaction. But other than that, I don't really think there's anything wrong with being, you know, happy with how your life is and being satisfied with your achievements that you've currently got. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But there is some negative sides to complacency. And I guess for me, first of all, I would say that if you're happy with your life and how things are going, then so be it, you know. Perhaps complacency is not a bad thing in that sense. But I do believe there's some issues with complacency, and these are the two sort of key issues that I feel that complacency can have an effect on our lives. And number one is when you become complacent, it does limit your progress. And if you're limiting your progress, you're limiting your opportunities, you're limiting perhaps your ability to walk towards self-mastery, perhaps your ability to really move into a deeper state of happiness, you're really limiting that progress, innovation, advancement for one's own life. And as this relates to the collective whole, if we are complacent as a society, we certainly limit that progress as a whole, and that can, you know, really slow down how well we advance as a community, as a society, as a world, as a nation, as a globe. Excuse me. So I think that's the issue. I'm just going to have a quick drink of my green tea, guys. Pause for a moment. Something's coming to my throat. So that's one issue, I think, of complacency. The other thing I think is that complacency and being complacent in certain aspects of our life can also cause a great level of suffering. And I've got a few thoughts around that that I want to share as well. So that's really what I want to talk about today, is why those limitations do exist with complacency, why this topic has come up to me as well. I'll share that experience. And then perhaps some of the thoughts that I have around tackling complacency. So again, I'm going to have a drink of my green tea, guys. There is something terribly wrong with my throat right now. Okay, apologies for that. I'm back. I had to clear my throat a little bit there. So let's continue. So complacency. You've got that definition already. So the dictionary defines it as having an uncritical or smug sense of satisfaction with oneself or one's personal achievements. So the reason why this topic came up to me is I'm a swimmer, and I was doing two swims a week. So I do 2.5K swims, and very complacently so. I felt good after it, and I was doing my exercise, and that's what it's all about really for me. It's keeping that level of health going. But I certainly realized that I wasn't really putting anything more into it. I was just going into it very much out of habit and just doing the swim. I didn't really put much more attention, energy, or effort into it than I otherwise could have. And it wasn't until I challenged myself one day, just by force of time. I had a limited amount of time, and I wanted to do as many laps as I could in that time. And through that challenge, I really realized that I could really increase my performance and do a lot more than I was actually doing. And it was just that sort of awakening to that complacent sort of level of behavior towards that one particular area of my life. So that's why this topic came up. And then I started setting myself a challenge, and I realized that just by putting my attention back into it, putting my energy back into that particular behavior, that particular activity, I actually increased my performance. I thought, well, this is great. And it actually felt really good. And that's why I think, you know, complacent sort of behavior in any aspect of our life can lead to a lack of progress, and where it perhaps isn't necessary, and perhaps, you know, perhaps we don't want to progress any further. But I think just having that element of challenge and that increased sense of attention to certain aspects of our life can really just bring you a greater sense of fulfillment in life as well. When you're just going about things, doing things day by day, day in, day out, without much attention, it can sort of be very, very limiting to our sense of satisfaction in life and sense of fulfillment, and a deeper sense of fulfillment. And that's why I think it's really important to just, you know, understand where we've perhaps become complacent in our life and say, well, how can I, you know, up my attention here? How can I do it a little bit more with a bit more energy or focus? And perhaps from that, get a greater sense of feeling from my life overall. So that's really what happened to me. I started doing the swims, and I started to really get pumped by that, and that just, it just lifted me up a little bit more. And I think that's what's so great about this life, is when we challenge ourselves constantly, when we constantly move in and try to step outside our comfort zone, that really gives us this greater sense of fulfillment in life. And I think that is why complacency is certainly a bad behavior. Now, if we look at complacency, I believe, is really for certain aspects of our life. You may be absolutely gung-ho at certain areas of your life and not complacent at all, and then other aspects of your life you might have fallen complacent. So it's not really, you don't become complacent about life, I don't believe. I think you really become complacent about certain aspects of your life. There is this other definition that I found mentioned on another website, that satisfaction is a feeling of self-satisfaction accompanied by a loss of awareness. So I'll read that again. A feeling of self-satisfaction accompanied by a loss of awareness. And I think awareness is one of the key issues to everything in life. I think it's the most important. If you can bring awareness to all aspects of your life, then you can really turn things around. And certainly with complacency, that seems to be one of the first areas that we can work on to really help tackle any complacent behaviors in our life. So just bringing awareness to the table. And that actually can, you know, you might have a feeling of satisfaction, like you might have, you know, gone to a level where you're happy with, and then you just sort of, it falls into a routine, a habit. That's what happens with complacency. It becomes very habitual, and that is the risk of habit and routine as well, is it can fall into complacent behavior. But that sense of self-satisfaction is absolutely fine. It's okay to be satisfied with how things are going in your life as well. But if you could push yourself a little bit more, if you could change things up a little bit, if you could increase your awareness and put a bit more attention into what you're doing, that just may lead to a greater sense of self-satisfaction as well. And I think that's sometimes what we forget, is that, yeah, we might be satisfied now, but if I do this a little bit more, how much more could I raise that sense of self-satisfaction? And I think that's, for me, really what happened with the swim as well. I also think if you become complacent in one area of your life, it can be contagious to other aspects of your life as well. And vice versa, when you remove that complacent behavior and when you really start focusing your attention and awareness back into that activity, it can actually infect other areas of your life as well. So with the swimming, just by putting my attention back into that, I started to, you know, just by being aware of it, being conscious of it, I started to think about other areas of my life where I'm perhaps being complacent and going, well, how can I bring more attention to this? How can I just up my game a little bit, you know? How can I do things a little bit differently to really change my complacent behavior? And perhaps it's not all activities that I'm complacent in, but certainly there are many. And I think if we all reflect on our own lives, in our daily routines, what are the activities where we don't really do without thought? We just go into it very complacently and do it repetitively over and over again. What happens if we just put a bit of forethought into before we started and go, okay, well, I'm just going to change it up a little bit today. I'm just going to try a little bit harder. I'm just going to put a bit more energy into it and see what comes from that. I think that's really a key to complacent behavior. I think if we look at excuse me, if we look at complacency, there's another word which is apathy. And complacency is not really a lack of engagement. You're still engaged, but I find it hard to get the right terminology for this, but it's sort of not actively engaged. You're engaged, but you're not giving it your level of awareness. And I think that's what complacency is. You're certainly doing stuff, but just not really doing it with any heart. And I think that's what complacency is. And if we look at apathy is a lack of interest. And it really is then results in a lessening of action as well. And I think complacency and apathy are related to certain activities of your life, because you can, again, be complacent with some activities or aspects of your life, or apathetic towards some of those areas. And you can be entirely the opposite in other areas as well. And where it gets worse, and this is the risk of complacent behavior, is that you can fall into stagnation. And I believe stagnation, which is then the next step would probably be depression, is when it just affects your whole life. When nothing in your life, you just don't have any of that interest, you don't have any of that action, you're not really that involved, you're just sitting back and just accepting life as it comes. And I think that's really where it leads to from there. And that's across all aspects of your life. Whereas complacency and apathy can just be related to certain aspects and not other aspects of your life as well, if that makes a great deal of sense. So I think that's the risk of complacent behavior. Now, if I look at this and probably try and put this into context, I'll just use that swimming example again. When I become habitual and complacent with that swimming, yeah, I go in and do it and do it and do it. But there's that risk of me saying, you know what, I just don't feel like it today, and giving myself that chance, that opportunity to not do it. And that comes through just that lack of awareness. I just think, well, I'm doing it, not doing it. It's not really, you know, what is it? It doesn't really have much meaning there for me. So if I just skip this one day, then so be it. And what happens, and it's happened to me in the past, is when you skip that one day, or perhaps you even just go to the pool and you go, oh, I'll just do, you know, half the amount today. I'll just do half the amount of time today. And then be satisfied with that. That's what happens with complacency. We stop putting even in the full effort of what we typically do. And I've had this in work examples too, where, you know, you get to a certain level of results in your business, and then you sort of go, okay, well, that's a good level. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And because it becomes so habitual and you become complacent, then you start just letting yourself off the hook with certain things. You say, oh, I'll just skip that today. I just won't do that today. And that complacency can then fall into a less interest or active involvement in your thing. And I think that can lead to apathy or apathetic behavior, and that can then lead into stagnation as well. And that's, again, the risk of complacency. So, again, I think, you know, complacency, it certainly has a risk, element of risk involved as far as how it allows us to progress. And it certainly can move in the opposite direction as well and help us really push us towards a regression or falling backwards. So that's why I think it's important to bring our attention and awareness and understanding to this topic. So that is complacency. Now, the first thing I want to mention again is awareness. I think that's the one way we can really tackle complacent behaviour, is just by becoming aware, just thinking about the things that we do. And if you look at the main areas of your life, your relationships, your health, perhaps your learning, your growth, excuse me, you look at these certain areas of your life, just your daily life. What are the activities you do in your daily life? Okay, and then it's just putting your attention on it, on your awareness on it. And then, you know, well, what can I do today, as I said before, to just increase it, change it up a little bit and do something different? So I think that's one way we can really avoid complacent behavior or change things up again. I think if you're complacent in one area of your life, you need to ask why. You know, why am I complacent here? Is this really that important for me? Is it something that's not necessary, that I'm just doing out of routine because it stuck with me for something that was relevant in the past but not so relevant now? And perhaps just by asking that question of why, you can really decide, well, okay, this is something that I need to remove from my life. It's not really necessary. And again, I think the tendency that we have in society at the moment is that we can really overload our schedules and our daily activities with too much of the unnecessary. And this is, you know, going back to the minimalist sort of lifestyle, I really think looking at what we do and saying, well, what's really important to me? What's really important to the paths that I want to take in life to walking towards this greater sense of joy and happiness, and what's not? And perhaps that's a reason why you're complacent in some areas of your life, just because it doesn't really have any importance to you. It doesn't have any meaning to you. And if that's the case, that's okay. You know, let it go. I think that's absolutely fine. For me, for the swimming, I absolutely love swimming. It does make me feel really good. I just enjoy it thoroughly. And so, asking that question, well, yeah, it's not something that I want to remove. So then from there, it's really, well, what can I do to change things up, to mix it up a bit and try and, you know, just bring a bit of improvement to my game. So that's what I think we can do around, you know, complacent activities. Ask yourself the question, why? Why is it important to you? Why do you do it? If it's not, then remove it. If it is, then perhaps look at changing things up. The next one I want to talk about is just routines and habit. Usually, and this is just some of the research that I've found, is that complacency is a result of habit and routine. And that's just because it just becomes second nature to you. You don't really then keep giving it that attention and awareness to you, because it's just, you just sort of take it for granted. And I think we do this for a lot of things in our lives. We take a lot of, where we're living, the people that we're with, we take things for granted. And that leads to a complacent nature or relationship with these things. And when you sort of stand back and go, hang on, look where I am. Look at the beautiful area I've got to experience. Why not go out there and use it? That comes, again, just from having that level of awareness there. Our relationships is another great example of that. And, you know, I think we're all guilty here. We just take out the relationships that we have for granted. But just by putting a bit of awareness into it, perhaps we can go, okay, well, what could I do a little bit more of just to try and help improve this relationship? And very unselfishly so, you know, what can I do without any requirement of reward or return, you know, what can I do to help improve that situation? So I think we can look at all aspects of our life with through that lens and see, well, where's the habits forming? Where's the routines forming? What am I taking for granted? And how can I perhaps change that? I always think it's a good idea to change your routines and habits up as well. I do it, you know, usually every 6 months or a year, where I really change things up and not everything. I still have elements that are consistent, but maybe I just change how I do it, how I structure it in my day. Rather than getting up at 4:30, I changed it to 5 this year because I realized that 4:30 was a bit too extreme, and it was just affecting my length of sleep, my quality of sleep. So I changed that up. You know, I changed what I was doing in the morning. I was doing yoga and a walk, and now I'm back to, you know, I still do the yoga, but I do a half an hour, or I do the jog. So just doing things a little bit differently, changing things up, it sometimes can shock our system and then force us to bring more attention to it. And I think that's why it's good to sometimes break your routines, get out of your routine, get out of the habits that you're in, into new environments, and that'll help you shift that awareness, and then hopefully any complacent behaviors that you might have been in will be removed through that process. I think the other couple of things that I just want to talk about before I wrap this up is accountability. I think really we need to take accountability for our lives if we want things to improve. There's a book by Cy Wakeman, and I've interviewed her on the show. She's got a fantastic book called No Ego, which I will be reviewing on the show as well, so check that out. Make sure you subscribe to be kept up to date with that. It's a really, really good read. But anyway, she's got a fantastic a book there, and she talks about engagement a lot in that book and accountability. And she says engagement without accountability creates entitlement. Happiness is a... Hang on, let me just read this correctly. Happiness is a choice, and it is correlated to accountability. Engagement comes from accountability. Individuals accept in the choices they make, in the circumstances they face. I don't think I've written that or read that quite correctly, but hopefully you got what I was trying to get to there. So engagement without accountability creates entitlement. She talks about that a lot. And I think that's sort of what complacency is. We feel entitled to a certain level of results or satisfactions in our life through the level of engagement we're doing it. And that's without accountability. But if we put some accountability back into it, then we can increase that level of performance. And that's what happens in complacent behavior. We just take things for granted and think they're just going to keep going like that forever. And we feel then we're entitled to that level of results constantly without any additional effort. Things change, things move on, you know, it's always going to be that way. So that's why we've got to keep bringing that level of accountability to our game. And I think this is the risk of complacent behavior, is that yes, it might last for some while, it might last for 5 years, you know, you can just get away with doing what you're doing. But then something changes in your life and suddenly it all falls, and that's when we go to apathy and stagnation. So I think that's why accountability is so important. I like that she says that happiness is a choice and is correlated to accountability. I really think when we're accountable for our actions and behaviors, we do get a deeper sense of fulfillment, freedom, and as a result of both of those, a deeper sense of joy and happiness in our life. So she talks about accountability a lot, and she's got four areas that she talks about how to create accountability, and that is commitment, resilience, ownership, and learning. So, you know, firstly, are you committed to this? And again, I think it goes back to that question of awareness, you know, looking at those behaviors and activities that you have in your life and just saying, well, why am I doing this? Is this important? Am I really that committed to it? And, you know, it's okay if you're not. It's okay if you say, well, look, the swim is just really not something that I wanted to do. And, you know, I've done it for a while, but it's just not working. Let it go. You know, don't worry about that. So, yeah, ask yourself that question about commitment. Resilience, she sort of refers to as ability to be able to solve problems, problem-solving skill. And that's really what I got out of, you know, her thought on resilience. And it's about being able to resolve problems, solve problems with others as well, working together in that level to really create that level of accountability. I think, you know, when you take ownership, and this is her third point actually, is ownership, that's when you can really build that ability to be resilient, because you are more responsible for your life, your behaviors, your actions, and then you'll put more effort into doing the search and learning what it takes to really solve those problems. And that's her fourth point, is really learning. So having a continual ambition and drive to increase your knowledge and to really learn what it takes to do what it takes in life to keep pushing forward. So those four points: commitment, resilience, ownership, and learning. And ownership is really about, you know, accepting responsibility. If you haven't read it yet, I've got a review online from Jocko Willink. He's got a great book called Extreme Ownership. And he talks about ownership in great levels of depth there. And really, it's about just being responsible for your life, you know, not putting blame out there or excuse, stepping up to the plate and saying, yeah, well, I've made a mistake, or, you know, this is how it is and this is what I'm going to do to fix it. And it comes back to those few points from Sai as well, you know, of just being committed and having that interest and drive to continually learn. I think that's really what it's about. So that's where I'm going to wrap it, I think. Otherwise, I'll continue forever and ever. There's other aspects, I think, that can help us really, you know, take us away from complacent behaviors. And there's sort of finer-tuned activities and things that we can do, like creative behavior, having a sense of gratitude. I think these things can, and certainly, you know, just again, bring out a sense of attention to the activity. Gratitude will certainly do that. I think creative sort of process just helps us, you know, shape the routines that we have and the habits. And that obviously then can bring us to a greater level of awareness as well. And then just being accountable for it all, you know, being accountable for your results, being accountable for your activities, and taking a greater sense of ownership for it. And hopefully that can change our complacent behaviors. For me, I really think it's important to just be aware of where you're complacent in life. And then once you do become aware and you ask yourself that why, and if you are committed to that certain activity, then just do something a little bit differently. Put a little bit more energy into it and see what happens. For me, it certainly gave me a greater sense of fulfillment, and it's certainly touched other areas of my life as well, and made me think about, you know, where I'm complacent and what else I can do to really shift things up and keep, you know, that level of progress going in my life. So I hope that's inspired you guys. I hope that's given you something to think about. It is on thehiddenwhy.com if you want to read the post there. It's only short. And if you like it, please do me a favor and share it with your friends and family. Share the love. That'd be great. You can also connect with me at thehiddenwhy.com. My email address is there. You can connect with me on social media, preferably Facebook, if you want to say g'day. Other than that, guys, I'm going to go out for a run now, and I'm going to finish that up here. So enjoy your day. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, guys and girls. That is my solo rant for this week. Guys, I really hope you enjoyed it. I hope you've received some value. Guys, it is my goal, it's my wish that each of these episodes that I do, you are left feeling a little bit more inspired, perhaps even a little bit more educated. I want to really share with you my thoughts, my perspectives, the things that I'm learning, perhaps even some tools and practices that can help you transition from a life with unease, a life that is sufferable, a life that is maybe filled with hate or regret, to a life that is beautiful, a life that has a deeper sense of joy and happiness present at each moment, regardless of the pleasure or pain that you might be experiencing in that given moment. Guys, if you love The Hidden Why, if you love what I'm doing here, you can support the show in a number of different ways. Firstly, you can subscribe to the podcast and subscribe to my newsletter at thehiddenwhy.com. If you have the time and haven't already, you can leave us a review on iTunes. It's a 1 to 5 star review with a quick comment. You can also connect with me, guys. I love your feedback. I love your suggestions. I love your comments. So connect with me at thehiddenwhy.com. You can leave comments in any of the show notes that you listen to there. You can also reach me directly through my email address and in any of the social media platforms available there. You can also support the show by using the Amazon links within each of the show notes. And that does help support the show. Guys, that's really it. Other than that, go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. You will discover a life with greater meaning, freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Thank you.